Hi, welcome to Storytime for Littles with Abby. Today we're reading Dinner at Joey's by Jennifer King. Dinner's as boring can be. But what if the dog ate his supper with me? If the dog ate his dinner sitting here in this chair, he'd slop it all over, but I wouldn't care. A dog at the table. What do you think about that? Hey, while I'm at it, how about adding a cat? Not a plain fluffy house cat, cute, fuzzy and sweet. No, the king of the jungle would join us to eat. And how about a tiger, the cat with the stripes? I sure hope there's meat on the menu tonight. And here comes a boa who swallows food whole, and struts a toucan whose beak's in a bowl. Tucked in its shell, the turtle eats in the dark. While up in that seat jumps a furry aardvark. A big dish of ants sit in front of his face. Ants? I don't think so. I don't want a taste. In flies an owl. Hoo-hoo! He grabs a meal while in flight. I can flick off the lights and pretend that it's night. Hey! Now, what's this? Could that be a bear? A wild, woolly white one walked in over there. He's next to the walrus, 'cause they both eat fish. Fish sticks and flounder and eels on their dish. In swings a gibbon. Here's a slow-moving sloth. A lemur, a gecko, a few fluttering moths. The bison arrives and starts feeding his face. Uh-oh, it's crowded. We've run out of space. My napkin is missing, my fork's on the floor. The line won't stop with that ear-pounding roar. Dinner was boring, but now it's a zoo. Shh! I hear Mom. All you animals, shoo! She hates having even my dog in the room. You guys have to leave, and you have to leave soon. Uh-oh, it's her, and she doesn't look pleased. Darn, she said. I'd better finish the peas. Dinner's still boring can be. But tomorrow, it's breakfast for T-Rex and me! I know sometimes it's so hard to eat all your dinner, but our bodies love food. They help us make us strong and healthy, and they really take care of us. So we need to take care of them.